From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Listener, welcome back with me, Putri, and I will present some segments to you, beginning from news across the country and other interesting info, as well as some songs. Well, listener, we begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. Vice President Maruf Amin expects Indonesia's healthcare system to become more resilient after the COVID-19 pandemic profoundly affected various sectors in society and almost overwhelmed the national healthcare system. The Vice President remarked while officiating the COVID-19 Heroes Monument in Bandung on Saturday. He cautions that the COVID-19 pandemic is far from over and will likely continue in the foreseeable future, after global scientists warn of the emergence of the new variant of the SARS-CoV-2 virus. Women's Empowerment and Child Protection Minister Bintang Puspayoga has intuited that women should be competent in terms of possessing digital literacy skills to protect themselves from the dire impact of the internet. Access to the internet can have dire impact on its users if they are not competent in digital literacy. Puspayoga noted during a discussion on the topic Knowing the Social Media Crime to Strengthen the Family Security on Saturday. Dato' Karama Islamic State University Rector and academic Sagaf S. Petalong stated, "Nurturing religious moderation to prevent intolerance, radicalism, and terrorism must start in families." The rector highlighted on Saturday that four qualities that determine a person with high commitment to religious moderation: their loyalty to the national ideology of Pancasila and the 1945 Constitution, oppositions to physical and non-physical violence, tolerance to other religions and their adherence, and respect to traditional and cultural values exposed by society. Let's move on to the international news. Chilean health authorities reported on Saturday that they detected the first case of the Omicron variant of the coronavirus in person, who had arrived in the copper-producing South American country from Africa. The foreign patient residing in Chile arrived in the country on November 25th from Ghana with the recently taken negative COVID-19 test, but the subsequent test taken upon arrival in Chile was positive and then sequenced. The passenger who had two doses of the Pfizer vaccine is currently in good health and fulfilling his isolation. Britain will require all inbound travelers to take a pre-departure COVID-19 test, and arrivals from Nigeria will have to quarantine in hotels to slow the spread of the Omicron variant. Health Minister Sajid Javid said on Saturday that the UK's Health Security Agency said that the total number of confirmed Omicron cases has risen to 160. Nigeria will be added to Britain's travel red list on Monday. India reported its third case of the Omicron coronavirus variant on Saturday, government officials said, as total COVID-19 cases inch closer to the 35 billion mark. Officials in the western state of Gujarat said the patient who tested positive for Omicron was a 72-year-old man of Indian origin who had lived in Zimbabwe for decades and returned on November 28. India expects the Omicron variant to cause last several illness due to rising vaccination rates and high prior exposures to the Delta variant that infected nearly 70% of the population by July. The mayor of Rio de Janeiro canceled New Year's Eve celebration after Brazil confirmed the first known cases of the Omicron coronavirus variant in Latin America's biggest country. Eduardo Paes tweeted on Saturday that he would follow the recommendation of Rio de Janeiro state to cancel the celebration, despite the city's own view to the contrary. That was the news. Indonesia officially holds the chairmanship or presidencies of the Group of 20 as G20 as of December 1, 2021. At the inauguration of the commencement of the Indonesian G20 presidency at Banteng Square, Jakarta last Wednesday, President Joko Widodo via video said the G20 presidency is a trust and honor for Indonesia. According to the president, this trust is an opportunity for Indonesia to contribute more to the world's economic recovery. That is, to build a healthier, fairer, and sustainable world governance based on independence, eternal peace, and social justice. The president also revealed in the G20 presidency, with the team Recover Together, Recover Stronger, Indonesia has set its focus of attention.
Pertama, penanganan kesehatan yang inklusif.
First, inclusive healthcare. Second, digital-based transformation. Third, transition to sustainable energy. Furthermore, the head of states also wants the Indonesian presidency at the G20 to not be merely ceremonial. Indonesia will encourage G20 to take real actions and major breakthroughs, also to build collaboration and strength, to ensure that the world community can feel the positive impact of this cooperation. The Indonesian presidency will also be used to fight for the aspiration and interest of developing countries.
Indonesia berupaya memperkuat solidaritas.
Indonesia seeks to strengthen world solidarity in overcoming climate change and sustainable development and garnering commitments from developed countries to help developing countries, rich countries to help poor countries. In preparation for welcoming the arrival of the G20 leaders next year, on the sidelines of his working visit in Bali last Thursday, President Joko Widodo visited mangrove conservation. The president said he would invite G20 leaders to see firsthand the mangrove forests in the area. He stressed, Indonesia will demonstrate its commitment to support addressing climate change issue. Mangrove conservation will show Indonesia's seriousness in restoring mangrove forests and restoring existing critical lands. All started in history with December 5, 1959, when the Fleet Day is established. The history of the Indonesian Navy began with the establishment of the People Security Agency (BKR) at the PPKI session on August 22, 1945. The BKR then developed into several divisions, where the Marine BKR, one of the initial divisions, covered the maritime sea area. Then, after the quality of the elements of the fleet became more sophisticated and modern, the quantity was getting bigger. Finally, a fleet command was formed. On September 14, 1945, the Indonesian Navy Fleet Command was established, inaugurated on December 5, 1959, by Navy Chief of Staff Commodore R.E. Martadinata. The date is then annually commemorated as Fleet Day. Moving on to December 5, 1901, when the birth of Walt Disney occurred, Walter Elias Disney, or better known as Walt Disney, is an American film producer, director, animator, and voice actor. He is known for his influence on the entertainment world in 20th century. As the founding figure of Walt Disney Productions, Disney became one of the most famous films producers in the world. The company he founded, now known as the Walt Disney Company. I'll end today in history with December 5, 2013, when the death of Nelson Mandela occurred. Nelson Rolihlahla Mandela was born in Mvezo, South Africa, July 18, 1918, and died in Johannesburg, South Africa, December 5, 2013, at the age of 95 years. He is an anti-apartheid revolutionary and South African politician who served as president of South Africa from 1994 to 1999. He is the first black South African to hold the office and the first president to be elected by full representations in a multiracial election. His government focused on eradicating the effect of the apartheid by eradicating racism, poverty, and inequality, and promoting racial reconciliations.
Listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to reply an email from Madhab Chandra Sagur in Bangladesh. He asked our broadcast to improve our transmission power or change our frequency for better reception. Hello, sir. Thank you so much for your attention on our broadcast. Your suggestion will be delivered to our technical division. Thank you. Special for you and also other VOI listeners in Bangladesh, here is a beautiful song. Enjoy.
Pagi sebentar lagi, kau diam dan menanti. Tak bisa ku jelaskan yang mendesakku di dalam perasaan terselip harapan. Langit mulai menerang. I wanna be with you for the rest of my life. Kau bawa cahaya dalam hidupku. Tak cuma hari ini, ku ingin selamanya menanti pagi tiba berdua. Ku beranikan diri memecah sunyinya pagi, mengungkap yang tak terucap, yang lama diam di hati. Perasaan terselip harapan, dan langit mulai menerang. The rest of my life. Kau bawa cahaya dalam hidupku. Tak cuma hari ini, ku ingin selamanya menanti pagi tiba berdua. Oh, 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 oh. For the rest of my life. Kau bawa cahaya dalam hidupku. Tak cuma hari ini, ku ingin selamanya menanti pagi tiba. Oh, menanti pagi tiba, menanti pagi tiba berdua.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz. and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian President Joko Widodo paid a visit to the 2021 Indonesian Badminton Festival IBF area in Nusa Dua Bali on Thursday, with the main aim of giving appreciation to the national badminton team that won the Thomas Cup currently. In this brief activity, the president symbolically received the Thomas Cup, which was handed over directly by the General Chairperson of the Central Executive Board of the Indonesian Badminton Association, PBSI Agung Firman Sampurna, and accompanied by 12 team members and coaches. The president appreciated the athletes as well as the PBSI, who brought home the Thomas Cup after 19 years. According to the president, the success is a pride for the Indonesian people because after a long wait, the Thomas Cup was finally returned to the country, an achievement that all Indonesians have been waiting for a long time. During his visit, President Joko Widodo also reviewed the implementation of the Indonesian Badminton Festival, which had reached its last tournament, namely the World Tour Finals, with two preliminary tournaments, namely the Indonesian Masters and the Indonesian Open. The president also took time to watch some badminton matches in the afternoon sessions at the Bali International Convention Center and Western Resort. He also joined badminton training sessions on the training field with representatives of athletes such as Jonathan Christie and Hendra Satiawan. Meanwhile, the Indonesian Badminton Association chairman Agung Firman Sampurna once again expressed his happiness over the success of the Indonesian badminton team, which was able to win back the Thomas Cup in Denmark last October. He said that the success was not only due to hard work and cooperation of the players, coaches, and officials, but also thanks to the support of the government.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyō shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashō. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Now we will reply to an email from John Jurasek in Florida, United States of America. He told that our broadcast reception was poor, both through frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz. Hello, Mr. John Jurasek. Thank you for your appreciation and attention on our broadcast. We are really sorry for your inconvenience in listening to our broadcast. We suggest to listen to our broadcast through our website voinews.id. We are waiting for suggestion and criticism on our broadcast. So keep listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. And here is a beautiful song for you.
Every day in the beginning, head up 'cause the day you're winning. You hear everybody talking, but they can never change your mind. My vision so clearly, never thought better about this.
And ain't nobody tell me nothing. No one can kill my vibe.
The better past will never rest. Till good is better and better is best. Everyone listen up. Everyone listen up. Whenever negativity trying to break you down, just believe this. Everyone listen up. Everyone has to know.
Listener, the next segment that I will present is Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
West Nusa Tenggara province in Indonesia has many interesting tourist objects, especially its beautiful white sandy beach. One of that is quite famous is Machi Sili Beach, which is located on the Sumbawa Dompu border in the Tarano district. Machi Sili is actually the name of two beaches, Machi Beach and Sili Beach. Because they are located very close to each other, the names are often combined and become Machi Sili Beach. These two beaches can be reached by land with a journey of approximately 6 hours from the city of Sumbawa Besar. Both of these beaches are very famous as surfing spots. Before the pandemic, Sumbawa Regency together with Dompu Regency held a world-class surfing competition every year. The high waves on Machi Beach is ideal to be used as a surfing spot. However, surfing can only be done for 7 months from May to November, and the peak of the wave is in August. The beauty of the beaches in Sumbawa deserves a thumbs up. Along the way to Machi Sili Beach, you can enjoy beautiful natural scenery and various types of birds and other wildlife. In addition, in these tourist spots, visitors can also find various types of rare animals, including green turtles. location of Machi Sili Beach is indeed a bit hidden. Moreover, Sumbawa, which is situated in the East Lombok, makes only few visitors come into this place. So the atmosphere is pretty quiet and not crowded with tourists. Usually those who come are surfing lovers. The beaches in Sumbawa are indeed famous for pampering surfers.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyo shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Now I would like to say congratulations to our listeners who have become the winner and received special souvenirs. Hopefully, you always keep listening and sending your reception report of our broadcast. For our regular listeners throughout the world, we will play a beautiful song. Enjoy!
Maaf telah sayang padamu, kau selalu buatku tak menentu. Perhatianmu yang buatku, oh, ingin ku memilikimu. Meski kau telah dimilikinya, bolehkah ku dekat denganmu? Izinkan ku dekat denganmu, tak ingin engkau dengannya. Ku akan, oh, menunggu, oh, sampai kau menjadi milikku.
Kau jadi milikku.
Dirimu
Listener, the next segment is Miscellany.
Voice of Indonesia.
Diponegoro University Undip Semarang Central Java launched an anti-COVID bus. The BioSmart and Safe Bus. The bus, which is claimed to be the first in Indonesia, is a product of the collaboration between Diponegoro University, Karoseri Laksana, and PO Sumber Alam. From Undip ACID, the bus launched on November 9, 2021 has the advantage that after the AC is turned on and cools the cabin, the air will be sucked in by the AC inlet located at the bottom of the bus, so the air in the bus cabin will always be fresh. The inhaled air is then channeled through the HEPA filter. In addition, there are other components that this bus has, namely UVC lamp, which functions to filter out small particles such as viruses, bacteria, germs, and others. As for the pathogen aspects, a medical term for germs, namely small organisms that cause infections, ranging from viruses, bacteria to fungi, which can cause disease, the entire interior surface of the cabin has been coated with nano silver, which is useful for decomposing viruses that stick to the interior surface of the bus. With a HEPA filter, UVC lamp, and nano silver, the circulation of viruses in the bus cabin can be minimized to the maximum. The Chancellor of Diponegoro University, Yos Johan Utama, said he really appreciated this useful innovation. He advised that the innovation that had been designed did not stop here, but could continue to develop for the better. He also hopes that the bus model can be designed to be simpler, cheaper, but more sophisticated.
Selalu ada untukmu, selalu memberikanmu cintaku. Tak bisakah kau merasakan itu hingga kau pun mencintaku. Cintaku yang selalu ada untukmu, tak usah kau pernah ragu. Ku tak bisa bila kau pergi jauh meninggalkanku. Aku di sini untuk kamu. Jangan pernah berpikir untuk meninggalkanku sendiri tanpa kamu. Aku di sini untuk kamu. Jangan pernah berpikir untuk pergi dariku. Walau hanya sesaat, ku tak bisa hidup tanpa dirimu. Selalu ada untukmu, selalu memberikanmu cintaku. Tak bisakah kau merasakan itu hingga kau pun mencintaku. Cintaku yang selalu ada untukmu, tak usah kau pernah ragukan itu. Aku tak bisa bila kau pergi jauh meninggalkanku. Aku di sini untuk kamu. Jangan pernah berpikir untuk meninggalkanku sendiri tanpa kamu. Aku di sini untuk kamu. Jangan pernah berpikir tuh pergi dariku. Hanya sesaat, ku tak bisa hidup tanpa dirimu.
Di sini untuk kamu.
Di sini untuk
jangan
kamu.
Jangan pernah berpikir tuh meninggalkanku
sendiri tanpa. Jangan pernah berpikir tuh pergi dariku. Hanya sesaat, ku tak bisa hidup tanpa dirimu. Ku tak bisa hidup tanpa dirimu.
You are listening to the voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, here is the next segment, Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, today I will present you with a song by Jemimah Cita. Jemimah Cita is a singer who emerged from a singing competition on national private television in 2021 who made it into the top 5. Although still relatively new, Jemimah dared to show herself as a professional singer. Her first single, entitled Separuh, was released on December 3rd through her YouTube channel Jemimah Cita Vevo. The song Separuh is about giving up someone even though she is still in love with him. Well, listener, here is Jemimah Cita with the song Separuh. Happy listening.
Apa kabarmu? Sudah lama kita tidak bertemu. Tidak bertemu. Apakah aku masih ada tempat dalam benakmu, dalam benakmu? Setelah kau pergi, tak ada lagi keberanian untuk membuka hati. Ku mencoba terlihat utuh. Sebenarnya ku tinggal separuh. Hati ingin kamu Rasanya aku tak ingin membuka hati lagi. Wow, setelah kau pergi, tak ada lagi keberanian untuk membuka hati.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Sudah ada di hati.
Voice of Indonesia.
Apa yang terjadi semalam? Aku tak mampu untuk lupakan kamu. Membuat diri ini duadu di mabuk kepayang.
Terima kasih.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Listener, thank you for listening our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwaves 3325 kHz and also website voinews.id and through RRI Play Go application. Don't forget to send your reception report to our email address voi@voinews.id or you can send through to our social media such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram voice.of.indonesia. I'm Putri Safitri Adela. Stay tuned to The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.